Overcoming Shemale Temptation, Traps. Dear Brothers of the Rising Serpent, I reach out to you today to discuss a very serious issue that I know affects many of you and has derailed some of your semen retention efforts in the past. That issue is none other than Shemale Temptation. Since many of you have had your precocious subjectivities molded by the internet pornography industry, I know you are acutely aware of how this heinous industry has a vested interest in perverting you for their financial benefit. We see this especially during Pride Month, i.e. Sexual Deviancy Month, where the rainbow flags all over the internet unconsciously lead users back to the black pit of the web, Pornhub. It is here that many of you accidentally encountered shemale pornography for the first time. I have read countless tales and many of you have reached out to me to share this experience. First, you are simply watching straight porn on a tube site or by scrolling through videos on Bing. Then next thing you know, you click on a plastic performer who looks hot. Then you notice there is something extra exciting about her. She does anal by default and she has a lollipop between her tattooed, silky legs. That's where the temptation begins. For some of you, it stops there and you retreat back to the safer ground of straight porn. For others, it becomes an obsession with tranny porn. Then for some of you, it becomes a nagging desire to reach out to one of the shemales in your neighborhood and meet one in real life. This is extremely dangerous, and I have seen upright men be completely polluted by wading into these depths. Shemales pose extra temptations which real women do not, and this is what makes them such a harmful breed. I will outline the temptations here. Possibility of drinking her milk. For those of you who take semen retention very seriously, as you all should, you lift semen up to the highest plane of value. Once it is held in such a high regard, the mind can be tricked into thinking that the substance you hold in your body is not enough, and that you should boost your performance though acquiring more of it. The shemale has been styled to deliberately trigger this line of thinking in righteous men, and to capitalize on it, to your peril. What the shemale offers that real women cannot, is the opportunity to drink her precious milk. Many shemales offer this on the menu for extraordinary prices because they know how much we value it. I have surveyed the prices and it is common for them to charge anywhere between $300-$600 for the rare privilege. I am going to write a whole other post on this topic of acquiring and ingesting other people's semen, and why it does not improve your health the way pure retention does. The short answer is that semen is a pharmacon, both an antidote and a poison, depending on the context. Possibility of bottoming. Many men have a deep-seated desire to have their asses be spread, but due to being straight and only attracted to women, this opportunity never arises. The shemale takes advantage of this weakness by offering you a sexy-looking woman who can spread you with a real live cock. No fear of pregnancy. It is very common for men to have their sexual performance inhibited by legitimate anxieties around pregnancy. How many of you have been in the heat of the moment, feeling like you want to give it to your girl as hard as you can, only to pull up on the reins because you know that if you kick it into high gear, you're going to bust inside her and you have no idea what her birth control situation is like? Shemales prey on this fear, and seduce men by offering them a way of being totally free and off the hook for any reproductive consequences, since there are none. These beasts of the wild are all infertile and no matter how much they identify as women, they will never have the basic power of a woman to grow new life. All they can grow is disease, AIDS, and resentment. The shemales are acutely aware of this and that is why they will often even advertise that they are on PrEP, so that they also appease your fears about getting AIDS. Automatic anal. The final technique which the shemales use in their vile attempt to seduce us is to offer automatic anal. With real women, anal is usually seen as an extra activity and not the default hole. Some women are okay with you just inserting yourself into her back door, but most aren't and they want you to primarily use her vagina. Again, shemales know this shortcoming of their female counterparts and exploit it by offering you something that many other women won't offer you, their ass. And not only do they offer you their ass, they offer it to you as if it was a pussy. In other words, you can hit it as hard as you like. Very few women are so well trained as to offer this kind of extreme service. All of these factors combine to produce a unique constellation of temptations, which come together on the mutilated body of the shemale. While in the past, it might have been easier to cast these freaks aside, it is more difficult today due to the incredible advances in plastic surgery and photography editing. Many times these shemales are perfect tens. In case you are wondering what the harm might be in giving into this temptation, I will warn you, these diabolical manipulators are incapable of love. They hate themselves, that is why they destroyed their natural bodies and rejected their inherent male powers and obligations. Therefore, they will never love you either. They only want one thing, your money, which they will then use to pay for more plastic surgery and to retire in their early 30s after whoring themselves out to thousands of men who were willing to pay large sums of money, more than even female escorts make, in exchange for a unique experience. If you are serious about wanting to be the best man you can be, about getting married to a beautiful woman one day, or if you are lucky, maintaining your marriage, about passing on your ancestry to a new generation, and about maintaining your mental, physical and spiritual health, then these demons are to be avoided at all cost. They don't care about you and they see you as nothing more than a pile of cash they can easily acquire. They also don't care about the state of your relationship or marriage. They won't shed a tear if your girlfriend, wife finds out and is devastated. They also don't care if you grow old alone and broken-hearted. They will always be there, but not to improve your life in any way. They will always be there to tempt you and to offer you a one-hour session in exchange for cash, and that's it. This is why they are called traps. Protect yourselves and stay the course, brothers. Vampires abound. P.S. If you suffer from this issue, reach out and I would be happy to coach you.